بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ہم میں سے ہر کوئی جانتا ہے کہ ان مجالس کی اجتماعات کی کتنی زیادہ اہمیت اور ضرورت ہے. ایسی جگہ پر جہاں کفر کا فسق کا بول بالا ہے, جہاں ہمارے ایمان پر ڈاکے ڈالے جاتے ہیں, اخلاق پر ڈاکے ڈالے جاتے ہیں, اسلامی تہذیب کو دبانے کی کوشش کی جاتی ہے, ایسے میں اسلامی تہذیب سے جڑے رہنا ہمارے اور ہمارے بچوں کے, ہماری عورتوں کے ایمان کی حفاظت کرنا بہت ضروری ہے, بہت اہمیت والی بات ہے. اسی لیے ہر مہینے کے پہلے جمعے کو ہمارا یہ اجلاس منعقد کیا جاتا ہے, اور اس کا مقصد یہی ہے کہ اس سے ہم استفادہ کریں, ہمارے ایمان کو بڑھائیں, آخرت کی فکر کریں, دینی شعور بیدار کریں, اور اسی طرح اس بے غرض دنیا میں, خود غرض دنیا میں بے غرض ہو کر آپس میں ملیں بیٹھیں تاکہ آپس میں محبت بڑھے. تو ان مقاصد کے تحت ہمارا اجلاس منعقد ہوتا ہے, تو ہم نیت کریں کہ اس سے استفادہ کریں گے جیسے گیدرنگ سے, اجتماعات سے استفادہ کرتے رہیں گے. اس کے بعد میں سب سے پہلے قرآن مجید کی تلاوت پیش کرنے کے لیے دعوت دیتا ہوں قاری سمعان مصباح کو کہ وہ آئیں اور تلاوت کلام پاک پیش فرمائیں.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى, ما ودعك ربك وما قلى, وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى, ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى, ووجدك ضالا فهدى, ووجدك عائلا فأغنى, فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر, وأما السائل فلا تنهر, وأما بنعمة ربك بك فحدث. صدق اللہ العظیم.
اس کے بعد آپ حضرات کے سامنے نعتیہ کلام سنانے کی سعادت حاصل کرنے جا رہا ہوں. اس سے پہلے اس کلام میں آنے والے کچھ الفاظ کے معنی آپ کے ہوش گزار کرنا چاہتا ہوں. تو لفظ اس میں آئے گا کہ حسین گیسو, گیسو کہتے ہیں بال کو. اسی طرح ایک لفظ آتا ہے بےکل, بےکل کے معنی ہوتے ہیں بے چین کے. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی علی سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. نبی اول, نبی خاتم, نبی افضل, نبی ہمارے, نبی اول, نبی خاتم, نبی افضل, نبی ہمارے, شفیع اعظم, شفیع عالم, شفیع اول, نبی ہمارے, نبی اول,
نبی خاتم نبی افضل نبی ہمارے خلیق وہ ہیں رؤوف وہ ہیں رحیم وہ ہیں کریم وہ ہیں خلیق وہ ہیں رؤوف وہ ہیں رحیم وہ ہیں کریم وہ ہیں صفات عالی سے متصف وہ نبی اکمل نبی ہمارے صفات عالی سے متصف وہ نبی اکمل نبی ہمارے حسین چہرہ حسین اعضا حسین گیسو حسین مجسم حسین چہرہ حسین اعضا حسین گیسو حسین مجسم وجیہ وہ ہیں ملیح وہ ہیں نبی اجمل نبی ہمارے وجیہ وہ ہیں ملیح وہ ہیں نبی اجمل نبی ہمارے نبی اول نبی خاتم نبی افضل نبی ہمارے نجات پا جائیں سارے انسان بروز محشر وہ سرخ روحوں نجات پا جائے سارے انسان بروز محشر وہ سرخ روحوں اسی کی کوشش میں رات اور دن رہے ہیں بے کل نبی ہمارے اسی کی کوشش میں رات اور دن رہے ہیں بے کل نبی ہمارے نبی اول نبی خاتم نبی افضل نبی ہمارے جمال فکر نبی یہی تھی سبھی ہوں مومن سبھی موحد جمال فکر نبی یہی تھی سبھی ہوں مومن سبھی موحد اسی کے غم میں اسی کی دعا میں رہے مسلسل نبی ہمارے اسی کے غم میں اسی کی دعا میں رہے مسلسل نبی ہمارے نبی اول نبی خاتم نبی افضل نبی ہمارے شفیع اعظم شفیع عالم شفیع اول نبی ہمارے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اس کے بعد میں حضرت مولانا مفتی ابرار الحق صاحب دامن برکاتہم سے عاجزانہ درخواست کرتا ہوں کہ وہ آئیں اور ہم سب کو استفادے کا موقع عنایت فرمائیں.
Can I please request everybody to come forward and fill the gaps? Inshallah. There is more benefit and there is more barakah when we sit together. And the purpose of this is to have gathering. Talk is secondary. You know, talk and bayan is secondary. The purpose is that we get together. So let's be together. Right? Please come forward. Come forward, please. Come forward. Inshallah, stay together. There is more benefit. Inshallah, more thawab. And I hope that the ladies side, they're silent and, you know, they're willing to listen, prepared to listen. Can somebody confirm from the ladies side that there is nobody talking? I'm just waiting for the ladies to confirm that they're silent, because every time we get a complaint and rather reminder that we should not start the program until the ladies are silent. So I just would like to ensure. Bhai khawateen se darkhast hai ki khamosh rahe. Samajh mein aaye to bhi khamosh rahe, nahi samajh mein aaye to bhi khamosh rahe. Khamoshi jo hai badi kaam ki cheez hai, fayde ki cheez hai. Right? Khamosh rahe, istighfar kar rahe, durood sharif padhe, zikr kar rahe. Mashallah, that's very good. Alhamdulillah. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His great wisdom, in this life has given us choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not force us to do certain things. Allah azza wa jal, He does not compel us to behave in a certain way. In fact, even between iman and kufr, between belief and disbelief, Allah has given choice. Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Indeed, we have guided towards the path. Either you have gratitude, either you become grateful, or you become ungrateful. If there is no force in the matters of iman and kufr, for sure there is no compulsion in choosing our daily routine, in our daily habits. That's why we see that people vary from person to person. Even the same person varies from time to time. So there is a time when we are doing everything in a certain manner. After a while, after a few years, we do certain things in a different manner. Again, after a decade, we are behaving totally in a different manner. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us aql. And we understand things. Allah azza wa jalla has given us qalb. So we make decisions. And according to these decisions, we behave. Whether this is right or wrong, but this is how we live our life. If we want to make sure that we do the right thing, and if we want to make sure that we remain on the right path, obviously it is a big challenge. Challenge is to remain on the right path. Because there is always distraction from right, from left. So many rights and so many lefts. Right? So many rights. So many turns from this side and so many turns from this side. So this is a big challenge to remain on the right path. And when we are on the right path, it is a greater challenge to do the right thing. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. So Alhamdulillah, we are on the right path. But when we are on the right path, we also need to do the right thing. Right? So it's a big challenge. What is the easy way, easy solution to ensure that we are on the right path and we are doing the right thing? Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, for you, in the Messenger of Allah, there is good example. In the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for you, there is a good example. Sayyidina Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for sure he was on the right path. Right? Because he guided towards the right path. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yaseen wal Quran al-Hakim. Innaka laminal mursaleen ala siratim mustaqim. Allah Azza wa Jal has taken the oath of the Quran, which is wise. Indeed, you are from among the messengers. And you are on the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the right path. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the right path. If we follow him, we will be on the right path with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we follow him, we will also do the right thing. Because in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have good example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There are so many things we do in our life. But many things we do repeatedly. We do the same thing every day. Right? We eat every day, don't we? We sleep every day, don't we? Yes? We talk every day. Chat. Chit-chat. We walk every day. So many habits we do every day. If we can at least figure out and find out these things that we do on a regular basis, can we just align ourselves with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that these things that we are doing on a daily basis, they come in accordance with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every day we are doing the right thing. Every day we are doing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many times. This looks very simple, but this is very important. It looks like, you know, you are teaching kids to remember Allah's name, to eat with your right hand, for example, to say the dua after you have food, etc. It looks very simple thing. But actually, it will connect you with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will enable you to bring the sunnah in your life. In fact, once you develop the habit of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah makes it easier to actually revive the sunnah which nobody is following. There is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which everybody is doing. Obviously that is also important. But then every now and then, and in certain places, in every era, there are certain sunnahs which are dead. Like people have forgotten. People have neglected those sunnahs. When we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is easy for us and which we find so many people doing, then Allah azza wa jal gives us strength. So that actually what nobody else is doing, I can do. What people find it hard, we can do. What people have neglected, actually we can revive. And the revival of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so important. It is mentioned in some hadith that anybody who revives the sunnah which has become dead after me, this is the nearest meaning, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him according to the number of the people who follow that sunnah after him, without their ajr being decreased. So you have revived the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then one person saw, he started doing. Two people saw, they started doing. 100 people saw, they started doing. Every time they follow the sunnah, the thawab will be in your account. And their thawab will not decrease. Allah will give them, and Allah will also give you. You go to a place where people do not give adhan properly. People make mistakes when they give adhan. What do you do? Either you keep quiet. I say, this is not my business. They are giving adhan in the wrong way. Let them do it. That is one way. Another way is sunnah. Adhan is sunnah. Adhan is a symbol of Islam. Adhan is shi'ar of Islam. In adhan we have the mention of Allah Azza wa Jal. In adhan we have the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the adhan we have the ta'zeem, we have the takbir, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inside the adhan we have the invitation towards Islam, hayya ala al-falah, right? Come towards success. Come towards success. Inside the adhan we have invitation towards the ibadat, hayya ala salah, come for the prayer. So adhan is a big package. Adhan is a great amal from the amal of Islam. So if people give adhan in the wrong way, is it a small mistake? Is it something that can be ignored? No, that's not my business. No. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you tawfiq, you help them correct the adhan. Because this is what you can do. If you can do more, you do more. But if you can do this thing, well, do this thing. If you can help them correct, well, help them correct. If you can teach them, teach them. If you can train them, train them. If you cannot do, at least connect them with somebody who can teach them. If that person starts giving adhan properly in a place where people were not used to giving adhan properly, you have revived the sunnah of adhan. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught adhan. In the books of hadith, we read the hadith of Abu Mahzura. Sahaba were traveling, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling. So they stayed somewhere. It was time for adhan. So the muazzin started giving adhan. Abu Mahzura and his friends, they were not Muslims, about 9 people. They saw this strange thing happening, somebody saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What is this? So young people, they started making, you know, like imitation. They started copying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Obviously, when you have so many people doing something, they will draw the attention. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, well, go and find out what's happening. Who is doing this? So they saw these youngsters imitating the adhan. So now they were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, whose voice was louder? Like among you, who was making more noise? We were giving adhan and you were also doing your own stuff. So all of them, they referred to Abu Mahzura. That Abu Mahzura, his voice was louder. He had no choice. So Rasulullah SAW told them, okay, you can, you are okay. And then he stopped Abu Mahzura. And he said, give adhan. Obviously, Abu Mahzura, he was not Muslim. Abu Mahzura, he is saying later on, there was nothing I hated most than the adhan. There was nothing I hated most than the Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. But now he is stuck, cornered. So Rasulullah sallam saying, okay, say Allahu Akbar. He is saying Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay, Allahu Akbar, God is great. Even for the kuffar, it's not a big deal. Right? Because the kuffar of Makkah, they used to believe in God. God is great, God is greater, or greatest, however you translate. It's okay. You know, they are okay with that. But when it came to Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than Allah, there is no ilah. Other than Allah, there is no ma'bud. Other than Allah, there is no ilah haq. Well, that's that is the point where they would not meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Abu Mahdura is saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Quietly. The Prophet is saying, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Okay, say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He doesn't want to say it loud. Because he does not have the intention of becoming Muslim. Right? The Prophet is saying, say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The point I am trying to make is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught the adhan. It's something important. It is something important. How many masajid? Do a survey. Unfortunately, we don't do any research. Right? All the research is only for science. Well, we should have research for our community as well. Do a survey. How many masajid give proper adhan? You will be shocked. You will be shocked. How many masajid where you have proper imams? You will be shocked. How many teachers of the Quran are proper teachers? You will be shocked. In our community, there are makatib, there are places where people are learning the Quran, right? How many of them are actual teachers, proper teachers? You will be shocked. There are so many uncles teaching, so many aunties are teaching. You will be shocked. We need to give importance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he placed his hand at the chest of Abu Mahzura, at his heart. He placed his hand on his head. And then Iman settled in his heart. Abu Mahzura, he became a good mu'min. And then later on, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him as the muazzin of Makkah. So he became the muazzin in Makkah. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we follow, then we are on the right path. And if we follow, we are doing the right thing. Right thing. Even in matters which we do not take it very serious. For example, sleeping. We all sleep. Sleep is part of our life. It is, you know, human act. Okay, we are sleeping. We have the choice to sleep anyhow, or we have the choice to sleep the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep. If we sleep anyhow, okay, we are sleeping like anybody else. But if we sleep like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep, then we will have all the benefit of the sunnah. And we will have the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The sunnah has both benefits and also the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why I am saying this? There is a hadith in Nasai and in other books. The Prophet ﷺ said about miswak, "As-siwak matharatun lil-fami, mardatun lil-rab." Siwak, it purifies the mouth, and it brings the pleasure of Allah. It purifies the mouth, it cleans the mouth, right? You do the miswak, the mouth is cleansed. Dental insurance is very expensive. Do the miswak. If you are a dentist, you don't need to worry because Allah is raziq. Allah will provide you rizq. So don't worry if you are a dentist and if people do miswak, what will happen to me? Nothing will happen to you. You will still have your rizq. But people are supposed to do miswak. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do miswak right after waking up. And he used to do miswak before going to bed. We have food, right? We have particles of food in our mouth, under the tongue, inside the, between the teeth, whatever. As-siwaku mataharatun lil-fam. Miswak purifies the mouth. Mardatun li-rab, and it brings the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has both advantages. It has benefits. You will get benefits. If Allah Azza wa Jal made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do something in a particular way, well, it must be the right thing. It must be the best thing. Because if there was something better than that way, Allah would have taught that to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done something in a certain way, that is the best way. That is the best way. I was talking about sleep. You can sleep anywhere, and you can also choose to sleep how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sleep. Some people sleep on their back. You sleep on a back for a little while, no problem. You know, we get tired and we just want to stretch ourselves. But sleeping all night, every night on your back, it puts a lot of pressure on your back. If you notice, our spinal cord is not straight. It is curved. So it takes the weight of our belly. And sometimes we have big belly. So we have a lot of weight. Unfortunately, sometimes people have back pain. Sometimes people have lower back pain. And we don't know the reason. Right? Some people, they sleep on their face. That is the worst way to sleep. Because your intestine will take the pressure. And sometimes the intestines, they get twisted. They get twisted. Because they're not empty. They carry some food. They carry some stuff. And sometimes people go through surgeries. Some people sleep on the left side. On the left side you sleep, your heart is lower. So your heart has to work hard in order to pump the blood upwards. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sleep on his right side. And ulama have said, if you sleep on your right side, you can wake up easily. That's why you see some people, they are sleeping, but anybody makes any noise, they wake up. One of my uncles, may Allah have mercy on him, he passed away a few years ago. He just used to jump out of his bed. Quick. Somebody knocks the door, by the time you realize he's at the door. When you sleep on the right side, even though you sleep for a short while, you actually have more relaxation. Anybody can experience that? Anybody can experience that? So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we follow, we will get benefits and we will also have the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And every day, these little things, if we do them deliberately, if we do them intentionally in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe me, that will keep us on the right path. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You are on the right path. So you are on the right path, and those who follow, they will be on the right path as well. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I call towards God, myself and those who follow me. So those who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be on his path. They will be on his path. On Tuesdays we were reading a hadith about food. One of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have is vinegar. Vinegar, it has, you know, very strong taste and also a strong smell as well, right? But you can have a small amount, probably mixed with some water or mixed with some salad or something. So once somebody presented bread with vinegar, you know, people, they were simple, don't have anything. In order to give him respect and in order to make him feel comfortable, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, well, this is the best food. If you have vinegar, khalas, you have good food. Now people discover it has so many benefits. Many people who have problems of digestion, of heart, so many things. Obviously, you should follow the good healthy habits, and you should also follow the advice of your doctor. But it has many benefits. Sometimes, some people who are not Muslims, they have to do certain things deliberately to gain some benefits. But as Muslims, if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we gain them anyway. People who have diabetes, their feet can get numbness. So the doctors advise them to do massage of their feet to make sure that the blood is flowing and that they don't get numb. Right? When we make wudu, what do we do? We wash the feet. And we don't wash the feet once. We wash the feet 3 times. 3 is a sunnah. 1 is a bare minimum, but 2 is better, and 3 is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 3 is a regular habit. So every time you are making wudu, you are doing massage of your feet. Right? Every time you are making wudu, the massage is happening, is taking place. And you pray 5 times, so at least 15 times you are making massage. 5 times wudu, 5 times 3 is 15. 15 times you are doing massage of your feet. Isn't that cool? Isn't that good? That you are taking care of yourself? You are taking care of yourself so many times a day. When we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is thawab in akhirah, that is there. The thawab of akhirah is there, no doubt. But there is benefit in this dunya. And the benefit is in dunya is of 2 types. The benefit in our health, the benefit in our wealth, the benefit in our worldly life. But the real benefit of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we remain on the right path. We remain on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah azza wa jal made him the best example for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose anybody except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the last and the final messenger. So every time we are doing sunnah, we are actually doing sunnah because this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There can be no other way better than this way. There can be no other way better than this way. For men and also for women, there is sunnah for men and there is sunnah for women. What is sunnah for women? What is sunnah for women? What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that is sunnah. What he has done, that is sunnah. What he has approved, that is also sunnah. So obviously what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done, men can do, right? And women can also do. But if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed certain things specifically to the women, that is sunnah for them. That is sunnah for them. There are so many special instructions for the women. Ya ma'ashara an-nisa tasaddaqna walau min huliyyikunna. O women folk, give sadaqah, give charity, even though if it has to be from your jewelry. The ladies don't have cash. So how can I give sadaqah? Well, you have jewelry. Jewelry is your cash. Jewelry is your cash. You want to please Allah, give sadaqah. You want to please Allah Azza wa Jal, give sadaqah. Because you will not please Allah until you sacrifice what you love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will not please Allah Azza wa Jal until you prove that you love Allah more than anything else. Well, I like my jewelry more. Well, how can you claim that you love Allah more? If you claim that you love Allah more, then give up your jewelry for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَوْ مِنْ حُلِيِّكُنَّ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not obtain piety until you spend from what you love. This is very, very dear to me. I like it most. Right? This farmhouse, I like it most. Well, give that farmhouse in sadaqah. I like this car most. Give this car in sadaqah. You're saying, what are you talking about? You might say, what are you talking about? Why should I give my car in sadaqah? Well, this is what Rasulullah used to say to the Sahaba. This is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say to the Sahaba. Sahaba, they used to give their lands for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to give their farms for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to give their rights, their animals for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not one, two, in tens, in hundreds. And when they used to give, Allah used to give them more. When they used to give for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah used to give them more. This is the beauty of Islam. When we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we gain the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah helps us. Allah has His own ways to help. Allah does not have to demonstrate how He helps. Allah does not have to prove. When the help of Allah comes, you will know yourself. But do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done. And for that, we need to find out what is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a given situation. Lots of young people, they ask, how there are so many distractions nowadays in our life. How can we avoid wrongdoing? Because evil is everywhere. Right? You see wrong everywhere. Distraction everywhere. So how can I avoid what is wrong? The easy way is to take a pause and ask ourselves, what is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this situation? What could be the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this situation? Well, do that. You are traveling, you are walking, you are doing business, you are doing some work, you are talking to the people, right? You are at home, you are outside, in any situation. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this situation? And subhanallah, we are the luckiest people. Allah Azza wa Jal has preserved every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. From the time he used to wake up until the time he used to sleep. We have full detailed description of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even how he used to be at home. Some sahaba, they spent at night in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He spent night in the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he can learn the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at night. How, what he would do at night. Right? And that is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and he went outside and he looked towards the sky and he recited the ayat of Ali Imran. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari لآيات لأولي الألباب till the rest of the ayat. Then he went to the bathroom. When he came back, he found that Abdullah ibn Abbas prepared water for wudu. The Prophet ﷺ did not ask him to bring the water for wudu, but Abdullah ibn Abbas, although he was a young boy, but he thought the Prophet is going to make wudu, so I better get the water ready for him. This is called khidma. This is called khidma. Khidma is not that you do something when you are asked. You do something you when you are asked, that is courtesy. You know, like it is very rude that your dad says something and you don't do. It is very rude that your teacher, your ustad says something and you just ignore as if you did not hear. That is very rude. And if you do, that is courtesy. Okay, you have done something which you have been asked to do. You are obliged. If your parents ask for something, you are obliged. You have no option. Khidma is to do something in order to please them. This is something that makes Muslims very much separate and very much special from others. Even the Prophet, he used to do the khidmah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In some journeys, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went outside to collect woods. The Sahaba, they're doing certain things, like somebody is looking after the animal, somebody is making the tent, somebody is cooking the food, somebody is doing something. The Prophet went to collect and to fetch the wood. The Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, we could have done this for you." He said, "No, I also want to do something for you." Abdullah ibn Abbas, he prepared the water of wudu for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet was very happy that a young boy, you know, when the Prophet died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibn Abbas was about 9-10 years old. So at that time, he must be very, even younger, probably 7-8, Allah knows. So he saw that Ibn Abbas, although he is very young, but he is very intelligent, and he knows how to behave in a situation. Right? Your mind should be alert so that you know what to do in a situation. Our mind should not be locked into the computer game. Unfortunately, we are locking minds in our games. So much, you know, attached to the game that even though you are not playing the game, but your mind is not there. Somebody says something, you don't pay attention. Somebody asks for something, you don't get it. Somebody gives you instruction, you don't follow the instruction. Why not? Because mind is not there. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he prepared the water for wudu, Rasulullah s.a.w. gave him dua. Allahumma faqihu fi ddeen wa allimhu ta'wil. Ya Allah, give him understanding of deen. And teach him the tafsir of the Quran. Ta'wil means tafsir. Rasulullah is giving dua to a young boy to teach him tafsir of the Quran. This is the beauty of khidmah. When you do the khidmah, you will get the dua. And dua, when it comes from a sincere heart, it is accepted. That's why parents' dua is accepted. Dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was accepted in the favor of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Ibn Abbas, although he was young at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he became Hibrul Ummah. He became the most knowledgeable in the tafsir of the Quran among the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why any ayah of the Quran, if you find the meaning difficult, you will go to tafsir. And in tafsir you will have, Abdullah ibn Abbas says this, radiyallahu anhu. Allahumma faqihu fi din wa'allimhu ta'wil. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has preserved the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way that even what he did at home, at night, that is also preserved. What he did when he traveled, that is preserved. What he did when he did business, that is preserved. What he did in the marketplace, that is preserved. Yes, yesterday we read hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to marketplace. People were called agents, dalal, samasira. Right? People who do business, they were called dalal, agents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them a good name. He said, "Ya ma'ashara tujjar, oh businessmen." Well, businessman is a good name. Right? You should have a good name. Why not? Feel proud of yourself. Proud of what you're doing. Ya ma'ashara tujjar. The Prophet gave them good name. He's in the marketplace, but he's mindful of how he would address the people. Although when people are doing business, there is so tense situation, people shout, yell, right? Call each other bad names. He said, "Ya ma'ashara tujjar." And the Rawi, the Sahabi who narrated the hadith, he said, that we were called Samasira. Prior to this, we were called agents, Dalal. No, Dalal is not a nice name. Call them businessmen. Ya Ma'asharat Tujjar. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, well, you know this business, it is mixed with lot of lie. Lot of lie is present at the name of business. And lot of laghu is present. When you are doing business, there is lot of lie and lot of laghu. In some narrations, there is lot of oath. Like people take oath unnecessarily. Oh, wallahi, this is the best product. Well, you know yourself that this is the third class product. So there is lot of lie, there is lot of lahu, there is lot of oath. So he said, shubuhu bis sadaqa. Mix it with sadaqa. Mix your business with sadaqa. So that the wrong which you are doing, that can be somehow purified. It does not mean that we should do wrong knowingly. Some people, may Allah Azza forgive us, they have like restaurants, and in the restaurants they also sell alcohol. So I said, how can a Muslim, you know, sell alcohol? They said, no, we are selling alcohol because if you don't have alcohol, people will not come to the restaurant. But we keep that money aside. Right? And some people told me that actually there is an alim, there is a mufti, he gave us a fatwa that if you are selling alcohol, you give this much percentage in charity. You give this much percentage in charity, and that would be okay. There is no alim who can make what is haram halal. There is no alim who can make halal haram. Tahleel and tahreem is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah made trade halal. Allah made halal trade. Nobody else. And Allah made riba haram. Riba, Allah made haram. Nobody else. So what is riba? Nobody can make it halal. It is going to remain haram. Even if all the people say it's halal, it can never be halal. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the guarantee to remain on the right path, and is the guarantee to protect ourselves from so many distractions of this life. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a guarantee to ensure that we are living our life the way Allah Azza wa Jal would require. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to benefit from these gatherings and to encourage others to benefit from these gatherings. Alhamdulillah, we have this gathering every month. Alhamdulillah, every Friday we have tafsir of the Quran, both locations here and also at the California Avenue. Alhamdulillah, every Tuesday we have dars of hadith here at Western and also at California Avenue as well. So this is a great benefit of Allah, great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many places, believe me, there are no ulama. Many people are praying daily prayers without having imam. Many people are living years and years of their life without actually having the company of any alim. Look at the tragedy that is happening. The tragedy that is happening with our generations. Generations are being raised without the company of alim. So people are raising their kids without actually seeing an alim, without actually being in the company of an alim. Can you raise your kids without educating them? Can you raise your kids without taking them to a doctor? No matter what. Can you raise your kids without actually taking them to the hospital when they need? That is crazy. That doesn't make sense. When your kids need to see a doctor, they need to see a doctor. When your children, they need to go to hospital, they need to go to the hospital. There is no doubt. Your children, they need to be educated. Period. Our children also need to have the company of ulama. Our children need to have Islamic environment. Our children need to have solutions for their problems. Our youngsters, they need to have solutions for their problems. And they need to get real solutions from real people. So alhamdulillah, we have this blessed Idara, Rahmat Alam Foundation. And mashallah, we have many ulama who are well experienced, well educated. So this is our opportunity. Alhamdulillah, we have the school where we have, mashallah, over 140 students. We have Darul Uloom, where we have the Hifz program, Alimiya program, Ifta program, for men, for women, on weekdays, weekends. So this is all tawfiq and blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. So make dua that Allah benefits from this idara, people of America. Alhamdulillah, the Darul Ifta gives fatawa, gives guidance. And so far, alhamdulillah, we have thousands of fatawa that are issued. The HMS, Halal Monitoring Service, alhamdulillah, to guide people to eat halal. More than 450 entities are certified and monitored. Believe me, this looks like a miracle. This is tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this is possible in this day and age, right? That you actually have people who agree to do the right thing and who agree to be monitored. It is like having a camera in their bedroom. But Allah made this possible. Alhamdulillah. You know, so many places, so many states, about 24, 25 states now, and three provinces in Canada. Alhamdulillah, you can relax and you can buy, you know, meat, you can buy poultry, whatever. Alhamdulillah. Like so many restaurants, so many people who are doing catering. There are people who are doing like further processing, you know, people prepare food. In fact, some people who are doing some medicine, like multivitamins, they are also coming forward. We can expand more, but we want to do things in a way that can be controlled. Because no point of expanding without actually having proper monitoring. So this is all happening with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is our duty, and also it is our honor, that we encourage other people to participate in this. Encourage other people. This is the beauty of Islam, that we encourage people to do the right thing. We encourage people to come forward. And we ourselves should come forward and say, well, I want to serve this idara. This idara is for the service of the deen. So not only few people, right, should have this great advantage. I should have advantage. I should also become one of those people who serve this idara. So come forward and say, well, I want to give time. I want to give time. If you have one day in a year, give that day in a year. Why not? If you have half an hour a week, give half an hour a week. If you have one hour a week, give 1 hour. Do something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do something to protect your deen. Do something to protect the deen of your children. May Allah Azza give us tawfiq. Inshallah, dua kar lete hain phir. Kahan hai? Mr. Rashid sahab hai. Chaliye bhai, dua karte hain. Inshallah, make istighfar. Durood Sharif padh lijiye. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukr kulluhu. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك التقى والهدى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرقين والمغربين. اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسل ذنوبنا بالماء والثلج والبرد. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اے اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ سارے عالم کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ مسلمانوں کے جان کی مال کی عزت کی آبرو کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے دین کی حفاظت فرما. ہمارے نسلوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ استقامت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ دین پر جمنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ ہم چاہیں نہ چاہیں اے اللہ ہمیں دین پر اے اللہ چلنے والا بنا دے. اے اللہ خوشی خوشی ہمیں دین پر چلنے والا بنا دے. اے اللہ مرتے دم تک اے اللہ دین پر چلنے والا بنا دے. اے اللہ ہم کو ہمارے نسلوں کو اے اللہ دین کے ساتھ وابستہ فرما. اے اللہ دین کی خدمت کے ساتھ وابستہ فرما. اے اللہ قرآن پاک کا علم نصیب فرما. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں کا علم نصیب فرما. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں سے محبت نصیب فرما. آپ کی سنتوں کی اتباع نصیب فرما. اے اللہ آپ کی طاعت کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے اللہ حضور کی طاعت کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے اللہ حضور کی طاعت میں اپنی کامیابی ہمیں سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ حضور کی طاعت میں ہمیں کامیابی سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ مسلمانوں میں جو لوگ پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں اللہ ان کو شفا نصیب فرما. اے اللہ جو مقروض ہیں اللہ ان کے قرضوں کو ادا فرما. اے اللہ جو لوگ پریشان ہیں اپنے اپنے مسائل میں اے اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ ہم سب کی تمام حاجتوں کو اپنے غیبی خزانوں سے پورا فرما. اے اللہ ہمیں اپنی ذات کے علاوہ کسی اور کا محتاج نہ بنا. اے اللہ اپنی ذات عالی کے علاوہ کسی اور کا محتاج نہ بنا. اے اللہ اپنی ذات عالی کے علاوہ کسی اور کا محتاج نہ بنا. اے اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے اے اللہ ہمارے بڑوں کو اجر عظیم نصیب فرما. ہمارے اکابرین کو اجر عظیم نصیب فرما. اے اللہ اس ادارے کے ذمہ داروں کو اجر عظیم نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے والدین کے اجر عظیم نصیب فرما. اے اللہ جو مرحوم ہو چکے ہیں اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ جو لوگ حیات ہیں ان کو صحت اور عافیت لمبی زندگی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ یہاں جو طلبہ پڑھتے ہیں قرآن پاک جو طلبہ پڑھتے ہیں حدیث پاک دین کے علوم اے اللہ ان تمام طلبہ کے علم میں برکت نصیب فرما. ان کے عمل میں برکت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ اس ادارے کے طلبہ کو سچا عالم اور پکا عالم بنا. سچا داعی اور پکا داعی بنا. اے اللہ دین کی خدمت کرنے والا بنا. ان کی زندگی میں برکت نصیب فرما. ان کی روزی میں برکت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ یہاں جتنے لوگ موجود ہیں ان سب کی زندگی میں برکت نصیب فرما. ان کے گھروں میں خاندانوں میں برکت نصیب فرما. ہر طرح کا خیر نصیب فرما. ہر طرح کے شر سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ دنیا کے کونے کونے مسلمان پریشان ہیں. اے اللہ مسلمانوں کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. ذلت کو عزت سے بدل دے. اے اللہ کمزوری کو طاقت سے بدل دے. اے اللہ مقہوری کو غلبے سے بدل دے. اے اللہ مسلمانوں کو دوبارہ رفعت شان نصیب فرما. دوبارہ اسلام کی اے اللہ کا پرچم ساری دنیا میں لہرانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ اس ملک کے لوگوں کو اے اللہ ہدایت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ان کو ہدایت نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے دل میں ان کے لیے خیر کا جذبہ نصیب فرما، ہمارے دلوں میں ان کے لیے رحم کا جذبہ نصیب فرما، اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنے سے رہ گئے وہ بھی عطا فرما، تمام ساتھی جو اللہ جنہوں نے اس پروگرام میں اللہ حصہ لیا، ساتھ دیا، خدمت کی، اے اللہ ان سب کو اجر عظیم نصیب فرما، ان سب کے نیک کاموں کو قبول فرما۔ وصلی اللہ وسلم علی سیدنا محمد، والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔